Hi everyone, Steve here with another preview for the Daily Aces podcast. This preview is for a 2.5 unit selection from Montreal, and it is on Paula Badosa minus 3 games versus Victoria Golubic. I'll go into a little bit of a summary as to why I do like this play, but it's also worth mentioning that the minus 2.5 games is available for $1.89 currently at Unibet, and I also like the minus 3.5 games around the $2 mark at a number of different books. Looking to this match and looking to Badosa, I guess, and looking at her overall form for the course of 2021, and although her stats and her form on paper on the hard court perhaps don't look as great as some of the other surfaces, I think there's legitimate excuses for most of her losses this year. I think she was going through a pretty heavy training block in Abu Dhabi in the first week of January when she lost in 3 sets to Kudermetova, who went on to make the final, I think it was, off the top of my head. From there, she was feeling very, very confident in terms of her form and fitness heading into the Australian Open and the Melbourne Tennis Swing. She contracted COVID from her flight and ended up in hard quarantine for 3 weeks, unable to practice like many of the other players, and subsequently lost from a breakup in the 3rd set to Samsonova. Fast forward to her next hard court tournament, which was Miami. She lost 5-7 in the 3rd to On Jabeur. I think that was one of the matches that Jabeur actually was throwing up in the later stages of that match and was quite distracting, and Badosa just didn't quite handle the situation overly well. And then her previous tournament was the Tokyo Olympics, where she beat Mladenovic, Swiatek, and Podoroska on the way to the quarterfinals, where she had to retire down a set to Marketa Vondrousova. So again, that was more heat-related, and it was actually so hot that day that the tournament organizers, or Olympic tennis organizers, decided to delay the start time for players for the rest of the tournament. So I think there's a valid excuse there for pretty much every loss that she's had for the year, but I actually do genuinely rate her as a hardcourt tennis player. So I think this is a great spot for her. And when you look through all the matches, if we take away the great tennis she's played, particularly on the clay, and you look at just purely the opponents, the opposition that she's had across the course of this year, and you marry that up with the majority of the people faced, or, you know, across the net from Golubic, it's a completely different level and standard. So whilst Golubic did, you know, have a good week, I think she qualified and made her way through to the final of the Mexican tournament in March, I think it was. She lost to Fernandez there in the final. When you go back through and you look at the players that she's beaten on hard court across the course of the year, I actually don't think there is anyone that is just anywhere near the level of Badosa. I think you could maybe make the case that maybe Ahn Lee is probably the only one there, I think, is that's a genuine, you know, WTA level hardcourt tennis player in terms of the players faced by Golubic over the last, or, you know, throughout the course of 2021. So I think when we go through and look at that and they're faced, I think it's probably a little bit of a reaction to the grass court run of Golubic at Wimbledon. And yes, she did play relative, you know, she won the silver medal with Belinda Bencic in the doubles, but I don't think that really should translate too much to here. But I think it's more a significant underrating of Badosa on hard court due to, in a number of instances, circumstances that have been out of her control. I think she's the better player here. I think her serve is more solid, and I don't think she is the type of player to be overly frustrated by Golubic and the way that she plays. I think she should be able to find herself, you know, regularly earning break points or pushing deep into return games here. And the fact that this is the first match back for Badosa after her retirement in Tokyo is probably the only thing stopping me from going a little bit bigger here. So just to recap, it is a 2.5 unit selection on Paula Badosa minus 3 games versus Golubic, and that is at $1.87 at Top Sport. for those who can get it, the minus 2.5 games is $1.89 at Unibet at the time of me recording this. And I'd also take the minus 3.5 games for anything upwards of $1.95, but preferably above $2 there, considering what is available at other bookmakers at the moment. Thanks very much for tuning in, and I'll be back most likely tomorrow with another audio preview for the Daily Aces podcast. As always, gamble responsibly, and if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me on Twitter at ace_previews. I'll talk to you soon.